How are you?
Very well, David. Good to be back.
Yeah, yeah. Amanda did a great job in your absence, and we're glad to have her as part of the team.
She's very talented in lots of different ways, so we're lucky to have her in our part of the world.
Matter of fact, she'll be back next week.
That's right.
You're going to another conference, right. So we'll look forward to that as well. Well, what's the news?
Well, it was reported earlier this week on NPR and everywhere that Ernest Borgnine passed away, famously known for the film Marty and the McHale's
Navy. Won an Oscar for Marty, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and was nominated for an Emmy for his work in ER at age 92. But he also had a Michigan connection in that there's a local guy, a guy that's from Chelsea that currently lives up in the Traverse City area called Rich Brower, who has produced lots of films here in the state of Michigan. And Ernest Borgnine was featured in three of his movies. Movies called Frozen Stupid, Barn Red, and The Lost Treasure of Sawtooth Island.
Should I feel bad? I'm not familiar with
that. Yeah, they didn't get wide distribution, and they're shown on some cable channels.
Right.
And you can actually get them directly from Rich with his company up in Traverse City. Mm-hmm. But obviously they had a strong relationship, and Rich Brower is going to be a juror up at the Traverse City Film Festival.
I'm just surprised, I didn't hear any of those Ernest Borgnine sightings around the area.
Well, mostly they were up in Traverse City and in the UP, Frozen or in upper lower Michigan. Frozen Stupid was set in Houghton Lake, and Barn Red was shot around the Traverse City area, and The Lost Treasure of Sawtooth Island, I think, was up in the UP, actually. But anyway.
Well, I think you have to be happy for somebody that lives to 95 and worked right up until the day they passed, you know?
Absolutely. And so anyway, a link to the past, and we can contemplate our future through that. Speaking of the future, we're going to see The Hobbit, Peter Jackson's making of the essentially prequel. It's a separate novel from the Lord of the Rings, but it involves many of the same characters.
This was a huge book when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Everybody was reading it. I never did. I never read it.
Right. Well, it's been for several generations at this point, The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. And they've made it into two films. The Hobbit's been made into two films. And the first film will be released on December the 14th, and it's opening in 3D. And they're also experimenting with increased frame rates, which doesn't mean much to folks. But actually, if you flash images in front of people's eyes a little bit faster, it reduces the jitter that is there when you pan and move the camera and people move in front of the camera and stuff like that, which you can do with, anyway, digital technology.
It's going to look better.
It could look better. They did a preview. The thing that's interesting is better is very much a matter of taste. And we have in our heads a particular look for cinema, which was based on a celluloid. There was an NPR piece yesterday about transferring films from celluloid to digital, and the fact that you can tune up the colors and fix things, but you also need to be sensitive to the fact that celluloid has a particular kind of look, and that's what we think of when we go to see a movie on TV.
So we can subconsciously say that's out of whack.
Yeah, and when they showed some test footage or some preliminary footage of the Hobbit film at Hobbit: The Unexpected Journey at a movie conference this spring, people thought, well, it looks too much like TV, and actually they just haven't process it enough. Anyway, too much detail for people. But anyway, and a lot of people are excited about Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings prequel based on The Hobbit. Comic-Con, which I know you and Amanda talked about last week.
Yes, we did. We were a week ahead of ourselves.
It's going on right now, and they're going to show some test footage, so we'll get some more feedback about that. Well, what's happening in the theaters now is Ice Age 3 Continental Drift is being shown, opening this Friday. And this is done by Fox Studios, Blue Sky Studio Animation Department, and their digital computer animation has gotten very strong reviews. The story part of it, they're not quite rating with Pixar yet. The technology may be in terms of the rendering, but the way the stories are processed aren't quite the same as the very high praise that Pixar gets. But this has gotten 59% positive reviews on Rotten Tomato, and it's if you're taking your your kids to it. Some of the reviewers are saying, yeah, you know, there's enough jokes in there for adults too, so it won't be too bad.
Well, my youngest daughter's now 13. And so she's just, you know, recently gotten to the point where these kinds of movies don't really appeal to her
right.
anymore. And let's just say I live with an attitude of gratitude.
Well, the same characters are back. Ray Romano is doing Manny, and Dennis Leary is doing Diego, and John Leguizamo is doing Sid. So, and the movie is actually organized around the little squirrel character chasing after the acorn, which has been an ongoing kind of sight gag. But these things are this particular one or the Ice Age are based on a lot of these gags. And so anyway, if you've been to them before, you'll like this one. Now, at the Michigan Theater, we continue our unintended Mark Duplass Festival.
You have no choice. He's in everything.
that name may not resonate with you. He's not quite as big as Cary Grant yet. But Mark Duplass and his brother Jay Duplass are some of the leaders of the mumblecore movie aesthetic.
Mumblecore?
Yeah,
that is totally new to me.
Yeah, it started in the early '00s, and they directed a bunch of films that were well-received at film festivals, but didn't get much distribution. But lately, they've been doing extremely well with films like Jeff Who Lives at Home, Cyrus. They have a film that's on pay-per-view that they actually made a long time ago, or it's been a long time in the making, called Dodecapentathlon. But currently at the Michigan Theater, which you and Amanda talked about, we opened Safety Not Guaranteed, which is a lot of fun. This week we're opening Your Sister's Sister. A little later in the summer, Lawrence Kasdan's new film, Darling Companion, and Mark Duplass stars in Darling Companion, Safety Not Guaranteed, and Your Sister's Sister. He co-directed Jeff Who Lives at Home, Cyrus, Dodecapentathlon.
I saw both of those. Jeff Who Lives at Home and Cyrus, and I like them both.
Yeah, absolutely, they're very good. And Baghead and The Puffy Chair are their two feature films that they did that essentially got a lot of festival play, premiered at Sundance and then played in festivals. He's married to Kate Asselton, who's his co-star in the FX TV comedy show called The League. And Kate Asselton actually had a movie at Sundance that we got to see. He's in a rock band called Volcano. I'm still excited.
When does this guy sleep?
He's a very compelling actor. Besides mumblecore, a lot of time film journalists call the kind of improvisational, very elliptical story dynamics that come out of this particular genre of filmmaking bedhead cinema, because I think that really describes Mark Duplass's on-screen appearance. You know, his hair always looks like he just kind of woke up, which has just awakened. So anyway, but Your Sister's Sister is a film that's gotten very positive reviews. It's up in the 80s, high 80s in terms of its positive response. And Mark Duplass's character is a character who's brother had passed away the previous year, about a year before the movie starts, and he's still having a really, really hard time dealing with this loss in his life. And a good friend of his is played by Emily Blunt, and she says, look, our family has a cottage out on this island, and you just need to go out there and spend some time by yourself and just get yourself together, man. You know, it's bad what happened to you, but you got to move on, and I think that this is going to help. So he gets out there, and he finds that Emily Blunt's sister, played by Rosemary DeWitt, is at this cottage, and she thinks he's someone that's breaking into the cottage, and so their introduction is kind of traumatic. She had just broken up with her 7-year-long relationship, so she's going through her own kind of grieving, and they find some similarities and start talking and then get sexually involved, and this becomes very complicated because of Mark Duplass's character's relationship with Emily Blunt's character. They're not romantically connected, but they've been longtime friends. And then you have these two sisters. And so anyway, it's a very compelling
dynamic's gone awry.
Yes, your sister's sister has just gotten great reviews. The New York Times says it's delightful to contemplate. The Rolling Stone said the trio of superb performers guide a plot that pivots on secrets and lies before they fester. Your sister's sister works its way into your head until you can't stop thinking about it. Roger Ebert said a spontaneous, engaging character study of three people alone in a cabin in the woods. And a lot of the dialogue is improvised, which is, again, part of this mumble.
Well, I think any movie where there's the potential for fester is worth seeing.
There you go. So continue with the Mark Duplass Festival. And if you haven't seen Safety Not Guaranteed, that's a lot of fun. He plays this quirky character who thinks he can try time travel, and maybe he even can. So that's pretty good.
It's up for you to decide.
Now, part of the another thing that this mumblecore or bedhead cinema is called is Slack of Eddies. That's based on the fact that an Austin filmmaker, and although Mark Duplass is from the New Orleans area, he actually lives in the Austin area. Richard Linklater, who lives in Austin, had made a film called Slacker, but his Dazed and Confused movie is the midnight film at the State Theater. And our summer classes continue with To Kill a Mockingbird. And next week, a week from this weekend, go check out Sunrise. It's a silent film, maybe the most beautiful silent film ever made. It's going to be done with live musical accompaniment. And in 2 weeks with our classic program, we have Sing Along Mary Poppins, which is always a lot of fun. If you haven't seen Woody Allen's new film, To Rome with Love, Wes Anderson's new film, Moonrise Kingdom, there's a lot to go see and go check it out.
Well, Russ, welcome back. And, well, goodbye. We'll see you in 2 weeks again.
Absolutely. You
know, that is
ta-ta.
That is Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater. We thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat. You find it exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.